Monday. It's a new week, and we have a new economic calendar in front of us. So let's take a look at what's on that calendar that could impact mortgage rates this week. Hello, this is David Licken. Welcome to today's Mortgage Minute, where we promote responsible home ownership through information and education. No economic data coming out today, but tomorrow, consumer confidence is coming out, as well as a two-year auction. Again, we pay close attention to the auctions to look at the flow of money. Now, obviously, last week, because of all the turmoil going on in the financial markets, there was a lot of money flowing into the bond markets, and that really pushed mortgage rates lower. We don't know what's going to be affecting mortgage rates beyond this economic data, but also then on Wednesday, we have new home sales numbers. We're really looking and see what that number is. Expect to come in a bit stronger than the previous month. Then we have a five-year Treasury auction. But Wednesday, we also received the Federal Reserve statement. They're issuing their statement about what is their intention as it relates to economic events that are going on, as well as global events and what they're going to be doing possibly with monetary policy. It'll give us insights into what interest rates, if they're going to change interest rates yet in this year as intended. Now, remember, they did say they'll change interest rates up to four times. Sincerely doubt that's going to happen based on recent events. Also, then on Thursday, we have durable goods orders, jobless claims, pending home sales number, another home sales number we're going to be paying close attention to. Expect to be slightly better than the previous month, primarily because the previous month was impacted because of all of the regulations. Now, finally, on Friday, we have the GDP numbers coming out, as well as consumer sentiment. So, a lot of economic data coming out this week, so be sure to come back to this website each and every day, and I'll report to you on this website what happens with mortgage rates in response to this latest economic data or whatever other events might be emerging. It's good to be with you. Thank you.